I was born and raised right here in this town. I'm from the Assembly of Blue River here. My name's John Novak. But the year I got saved, I was raised on a farm. What the Lord used to speak to me was a drought. Back in 2012, we had quite a drought here. And the corn got about this high. Normally, the corn's 12, 13 feet tall. That year, we were chopping it off in August, and it was about this tall. And all that summer, I remember looking out the window, and the corn was dried up, and it looked like pineapple. Remember, we were fishing with Jacob Frazier on the Wisconsin River, sandbars everywhere. And throughout that summer, the Lord started to speak to me. I began to think about the tribulation and the famines that would come. I began to think about being left behind. Remember the one day Tim Draves came over to borrow a gravity box? He was standing by the shop, and his shirt was just completely soaked in sweat. I've never seen somebody so soaked in sweat as that day, because it was so hot. That began to make me think about hell that day. That fall, it was actually in August, right about the time we were chopping corn silage, Jim Frazier and Ike started preaching over in Montfort for 3 weeks. And for 3 weeks, I didn't have a single thought about my soul. Nothing. Till the very last night, Isaiah preached. No idea what he preached on. But then Jim got up. And you know what? He started preaching about hell and where I was going to be. You know what? I couldn't argue with it. For the first time in my life, I couldn't argue with God about where I was going to be and that I deserved it. My mouth was stopped. Sinner in this meeting tonight, your mouth must be stopped. I wanted to argue with God for 15 years of my life. Didn't want to listen. I would sit in a gospel meeting like this, and I would listen part way, but when it really come down to my sin, I would tune it out, and I would think about the farm or think about what I was going to do tomorrow. I wouldn't think about my soul. But that night, I couldn't get it out of my mind. We were coming home, South Island here, and I remember looking out across the field. I remember thinking, John, you got to get this matter settled. I couldn't argue anymore. We got home, and I remember Dad saying on the way home, I thought one of you boys was going to get saved in this series. None of us had. We went in the basement, and we all knelt down, and Dad prayed for us, each one by name, and then he went upstairs. And I went in my room, and I laid down, and I liked to read books before I went to bed with a lamp on. That night I didn't. Just shut it off. I laid down in bed, and it just came to me. Jesus really did die for my sin. That's all I got for eternity tonight, is that the Lord Jesus Christ died for John Novak's sin. Right away, I began to doubt. I wasn't sure if I was saved or not. And the next day, I think it was Saturday, yeah, we were filling the bunker with corn silage. Dad was packing, and I was riding with him. And I remember, maybe it wasn't the next day, I can't quite remember. But anyway, I was riding with my dad, and I said I didn't know if I was saved or not. I thought I had it. He said, you got to get alone with God. Get assurance. He said, he'll tell you if you're saved. You'll know. That night I was in the shower. Now, what a place to be. But anyhow, that's where I was. And two verses came before me. Just little portions of verses. One portion was in John 3 and verse 16. That whosoever believeth in him should not perish. Now, it wasn't the believing part. It was should not perish. And it was him. It was Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ, because of the Lord Jesus Christ, I would not perish. And it was driven home to me through Titus chapter 1 and verse 2, in hope of eternal life, which God that cannot lie. I could rest in the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ because of what he did on my behalf. That's all I got for eternal security tonight, is the Lord Jesus Christ died for me.